Everybody's record right now is the same. You know, we're in the tournament. There's 12 teams with a chance to win the championship right now. That's the way we're looking at it. We want our division. Give us the right to host a home playoff game. And we're going to try and make the most of it.
We have a good plan. You know, obviously, we've played these guys in the past. So you have common tape just for personnel reasons that you can, you know, guys can look at the tape and see themselves competing against the player that they're going to be competing against this week. But, you know, schemes change. Where you lean within your playbook changes. You know, and obviously you have to be, you know, a little more creative in the playoffs because it's, you know, you want to put your best foot forward.
You know, playoffs compared to week one. You can definitely take some stuff from that game, but, you know, teams are trying to figure out their identity. We have different players playing. They have different players playing. We're doing some different things on offense. We've gone through some changes.
You know, they kind of have the crown over us. They beat us, but the good thing is Sunday's a new day for everybody. So regardless, we both want to win. We both want to keep playing to get to our ultimate goal.
The defense needs to play its best game of the year. I mean, we need to improve off of how we performed here in the past. Offense, we need to get better too. I mean, there's improvement coming off of our last performance that we can be better, and definitely on special teams. So
the stuff that we want to do, we want to be an up-tempo team. We want to, you know, get a lot of plays run. Try and wear the defense out a little bit.
We know what they're going to try to do to us. We just have to execute the plays as called and go out there and pretty much just play with that aggressive nature and pretty much attack them.
You just got to not make mistakes, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, if you look at the games we've played them the last couple times, we've had turnovers. And not only turnovers in our own area of the field. So we've given them an extremely short field. But you got to stay ahead of the change. You can't get in third and long. But that's how it's going to be all throughout the playoffs, no matter who you're playing. It's going to be quality teams, quality defenses, and you got to play quality football.
We've stopped their pass before. We've stopped their run before. We've played good offense against them. We just have to win.
As most teams, you know, you get the traditional stuff, but San Francisco, not traditional.
They're a very good football team. Their videotape is excellent. So, I mean, they have a way that they try to dictate the game. And we have a way we play the game, and I think it'll be an excellent matchup.
We seem to play these guys at the time when they can get the most unscouted looks. So we definitely feel that we're going to see some.
First of all, stop the run. I mean, they got a good running back. They got a great offensive line, so we got to be able to neutralize the run game. And I think that they take shots. I mean, they take a lot of big shots downfield. I mean, Kaepernick got the big arm. He can make the big throws. And
he's a tough player. It's tough the game playing for a quarterback like him. He's dual threat. He just make it harder on the defenses.
The biggest thing is to just be able to not let him make those plays with his feet. I mean, if he scrap moves, we got to do like everybody else try to do, rally everybody to the football and get him down. Because if you don't, he has the ability to scramble, pump fake you, keep running. You see a lot of dudes jumping. And
we just got to be prepared for it. You know, when you see those unscouted looks, that's when it goes back to playing your technique and playing the defense. And at that point, that's all you can do.
We know how hard it is, and especially now with so few teams left. You know, we don't want to go home.
The playoffs, it comes down to execution. Whatever team can run their stuff better and get the ball in the end zone is going
to
win.
You know, we owe it to ourselves and our fans and people that support us to win this game at home.
Whoever plays the best on Sunday is going to win for sure.